Full Cast Audio presents Dunk by David Lubar.
One. His voice ripped the air like a chainsaw. The harsh cry sliced straight through my guts the first time I heard it. The sound cut deep, but the words cut deeper. He shredded any fool who wandered near the cage. He drove people wild. He drove them crazy. Best of all, he drove them to blow wads of cash for a chance to plunge his sorry butt into a tank of slimy water. This was just about the coolest thing I'd ever seen, which made it that much more amazing, since I lived in one of the coolest places on the planet, and I'd seen some of the freakiest things man or nature had ever created. I was on my way down the boardwalk to get a slice of pizza at Salvatore's. Today was the start of the tourist season. The crowds were thin because the ocean water was still chilly. That wouldn't last. In a few weeks, the place would be mobbed. It would stay that way until the end of summer. Wall-to-wall tourists frantically packing as much activity as possible into their vacation at the Jersey Shore. I hope someone special would also return. But if I thought about her too much right now, I knew I'd go crazy. Thin crowds or not, a dozen people had gathered near the tank, watching, listening, laughing at the marks. That's what you call someone who's about to play a game, a mark. Or a Vic, which is short for victim. I'd seen dunk tanks before, but I'd never paid much attention to them. Not until now. The whole tank wasn't more than 5 feet wide and maybe 8 feet high. The bottom half was filled with water.